This is St. Louis Public Radio. Music therapists working in hospice settings help to infuse meaning into their patients' final days. Nancy Fowler reports that one St. Louis music therapist is working to bring joy to their families for years afterward through songs that include their loved one's heartbeat.
Some of Dorothy Matika's favorite days are when she gets to enjoy music therapy in her South St. Louis apartment. Just before this session, Matika reflects on her long life.
I'm 93 years old and I'm still here. I had a very good life and a lot of laughs and a lot of good times and a lot of memories.
About a year ago, Matika's longtime kidney issues worsened and she was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. As a patient of BJC Hospice, she participates in music therapy every few months.
Well, how about we do some Good Ship Lollipop?
Yes.
All right. I've thrown away my toys.
That's Catherine Kosha, Matika's regular music therapist. Matika beams at Kosha's familiar face and taps her hand to the beat.
Very good.
But while Kosha has brought her guitar, another music therapist, Allison Cole, has come with a tiny microphone attached to a stethoscope to place on Matika's chest to capture her heartbeat.
And so, yeah, then we'll just record for about maybe 30 seconds, 60 seconds of quiet.
I don't know how they're going to put that to a song because you march to your own beat.
That's Matika's daughter, Nancy Dake. The song she refers to is one that Cole will create that includes her mother's heartbeat and lyrics drawn from family stories. After her mother is gone, Dake imagines what it will be like to hear the song.
I'll just cry. It'll mean a lot. Yeah. Especially with the grandchildren and the potential great-grandchildren out there, that'll be really wonderful to share with them.
These songs come out of the Heartbeat Project, which Cole started with hospice patients after hearing about it in other cities. She and student interns have completed 30 of them in their spare time. But Cole says at least 20 more families are waiting for their songs and the comfort they can bring.
Instead of me thinking, well, I did what I could to help while they were here, I'm able to help them for years to come. It just gives you a really good feeling as a therapist, knowing that you can do more.
Families show their gratitude in different ways. Rachel Martinez of St. Louis sent Cole a bouquet of flowers from herself and her daughter, Mia, who was the light of her husband's life.
He was an amazing father. And, of course, he let her get away with a lot of things. that was okay.
When Mia was a toddler, Cesar Martinez was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. This past May, when Mia was almost 5, he entered hospice care at a facility called Evelyn's House in West St. Louis County. He died a few days later at the age of 47. In his final days, Cole recorded his heartbeat for a song that she sings that includes Mia's stories about a family vacation.
On the beach.
She loves to hear it, and she asks to hear it, mostly at night before we're going to bed. She wants to hear it.
There was white sand, purple shells with...
It's beautiful. I love it. It brings me joy, heart-wrenching joy. Yeah. I love it.
Do you kind of envision this as something like she'll have this her whole life?
Right. She played at her wedding. Yeah.
For Cole, that's what the Heartbeat Project is all about. She hopes it can expand so that every hospice family can enjoy a final gift from their loved one. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Nancy Fowler.